the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Vice President launches National Teachers Business and Investment Forums. Bishop Edgar Ngambi describes former President Edgar Lungu as a man of peace. In international news, Russian fighters confirm withdrew from northern Mali city after separatist attacks. And in sports, two top collide as Dynamo's first arrows for Absa Cup title. Now the news in detail. The Vice President of Zambia, Dr. W.K. Mutale Nalumango, has officially launched the National Teacher Business and Investment Forums at Government Complex in Lusaka under the theme Empowering Educators, Empowering the Nation. The initiative, convened by the Zambia Union for Teacher Empowerment, SUTE, in partnership with the Educators Cooperative Society Limited, ECOS, is aimed at promoting financial inclusion and economic participation among teachers across the country. Speaking at the launch, Vice President Nalumango says the new Dawn administration remains committed to inclusive economic transformation, noting that government programs such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the Citizens Economic Empowerment, CEEC, and the Public Service Microfinance Initiatives are designed to expand access to economic opportunities. She also acknowledged the financial pressures faced by many teachers, saying the forum provides a timely platform to promote financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and investment opportunities for improved livelihoods and long-term stability. The Vice President further called on the private sector, including financial institutions, insurance companies, agribusiness players, and investment partners, to work closely with educators in creating sustainable economic opportunities. Minister of Justice Honorable Princess Kasune MP has stressed that the United Party for National Development, UPND government, is intentional and resolute in ensuring that genocide and hate speech have no place in Zambia. Ms. Kasune stressed that hate speech, lack of respect for fundamental human rights, and low levels of economic development are some of the factors that lead to genocide and mass atrocities. She says it is imperative for states to work together to prevent genocides and other mass atrocities as a matter of urgency. The minister has since reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to fostering peace and unity in the country. Now, Zambia continues to express gratitude to the Office of the Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide for providing support at the launch of its national committee. Meanwhile, United Nations Under Secretary General and Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Professor Chaloka Bayani, says they are ready to provide technical support to Zambia in the prevention of genocide, particularly in the drafting of the legal framework on genocide. The United Party for National Development, UPND, aspiring Member of Parliament for Makeni Constituency, Daliso Mumba, has outlined an ambitious development agenda aimed at addressing flooding, improving road infrastructure, and boosting economic opportunities in the area. Speaking on community priorities, Mumba says persistent flooding, particularly in areas such as Makeni Villa, remains a major challenge that requires urgent and coordinated intervention. Mumba emphasized that efforts to curb flooding must go hand in hand with improvements to the road network. He proposed the creation of a multi-sectorial task force comprising engineers, local authorities, and resource mobilization experts to tackle the issue comprehensively. Mr. Mumba says flooding is one of the issues that needs to be put in the past.
Markets. I'm very passionate about markets in my constituency, because markets are a local driver of economic activity. They empower women. Tukaenda pa ground hapa, so utaenda manyumba ya wantu mkumiti, wantu kamufusa mamami, waenda kuma order, or waenda kumarket, waenda kusa kumarket. Let's build proper structured, with concrete slabs, proper roofing, lighting, and water and sanitation for women. Because once we do that, even our surroundings will look clean, our women will be empowered. And it's not just for women. Na my youth wants to be empowered. My youth was going to market, going to cover my phone, bagulisa masapato, bagulisa vovala, so many opportunities will be created. Mamne moja mwangine sabantu nchito manji wambu, kana munga ndi ma managers wa supervisors ya ma market ya menaja. Sifika ma market ya kuru, tungono chabe tuone kachabe clean, toma mwusha tu ma market. You understand? Very important thing.
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, SAFOD, has called on other government ministries to emulate the Ministry of Education for its inclusive approach in the 2025 teacher recruitment exercise, particularly the implementation of the 10% quota for persons with disability. The move is in line with government's broader inclusive agenda, which reserves 10% of positions for persons with disabilities in the ongoing recruitment of teachers. Speaking to One Love Radio News, SAFOD Director Justin Makali has expressed delight with the Minister of Education going beyond the 10% threshold, demonstrating a strong commitment to inclusion.
I would want actually to applaud the Minister of Education for really walking the talk in terms of the 10%. And what we want really to appeal is to the other ministries that have not been able to implement the 10% policy. I think the 10% policy, when you look at it under the Ministry of Education, I think this time we are even actually going beyond the 10%. We have had instances where sometimes we receive more applications of persons with disabilities exceeding the 10%. And I just hope that the Ministry of Education will be able to also be able to accommodate the growing number of persons with disabilities that have been applying as teachers at the Ministry of Education. I think so far, Minister of Education has been doing a recommendable job in terms of empowering teachers with disabilities.
Church News. Bishop Edgar Nambi has described former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu as a man of peace who should be remembered for his service to the nation. Speaking during a memorial service held at the Paris Christian Center in Chainama, Lusaka, Bishop Nambi emphasized the importance of honoring Lungu's legacy and called for unity between the government and the family. Addressing mourners, Bishop Nambi says the late president stood firm against external pressures and should be regarded as one of the country's notable leaders. He reminded the congregation of Christian teachings, noting that God does not forget his people and referencing the biblical declaration, "It is finished," as a symbol of victory. The clergyman further encouraged the Lungu family to remain strong in faith, assuring them that they are on the winning side with divine support. He further urged Zambians to embrace peace and spiritual vigilance, stressing that the nation's struggles are not against individuals but against unseen forces. We take a break. To stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just deliver according to what people want. Let them forget the as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 22 44 04 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Russian forces supporting Mali's military government have withdrawn from the northern city of Kido following a weekend of coordinated attacks by separatist fighters and Islamist militants. In a series of social media posts, Russia's Africa Corps confirmed that its troops had left the locality alongside Malian forces, signaling a significant shift in the security situation in the rest of the city. Region. The separatist Azawad Liberation Front, FLA, claimed responsibility for asserting control over the city, announcing on Sunday that Russian troops had agreed to withdraw permanently. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
The commander of Ukraine's drone forces has told the BBC that his troops were holding back the Russian advance by killing as many soldiers a month as Moscow can mobilize. Robert Brovdy said about 30,000 men a month were being killed, with each death captured on a drone camera, verified and logged. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in St. Petersburg for talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Media reports from the United States suggest that Iran has made a new proposal to Washington focused on opening the Strait of Hormuz and ending the war, but postponing nuclear talks to a later